AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. China has warned against it, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has arrived in Taiwan. Sagar Magani has more.
Pelosi issued a statement saying her visit honors America's commitment to backing the self-ruled island's vibrant democracy. China claims Taiwan as its territory and sees visits by foreign officials as recognition of the island's sovereignty, warning Pelosi against visiting. Both she and the Biden administration say her arrival does not signal any shift in U.S. policy toward Taiwan. But Beijing's accusing Washington of a betrayal and says it will conduct targeted military operations to safeguard national sovereignty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Reaction to news of a U.S. drone strike that killed al-Qaeda's leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. Jerome Drevin with the International Crisis Group says it's a serious blow to al-Qaeda.
Now it will be very difficult for the organization to renew itself, to name a new leader.
Rain is easing off in the Appalachian Mountains of eastern Kentucky, but search and rescue efforts continue. Governor Andy Beshear says as of this morning, the death toll stood at 37.
If there's a blessing, there's still only 4 children. I know we found more bodies overnight, and this number will grow.
The McKinney Fire in Northern California continues to burn out of control despite a downpour of rain yesterday. Fire Information Officer Mike Linberry.
It's really tragic when a fire gets up and moves this fast and you know, basically takes out a community. And that's what happened in the Klamath River area. And unfortunately, it didn't only take out a community, it took the lives of 2 people.
Word of a big baseball trade. A person with direct knowledge tells AP the San Diego Padres have a tentative deal in place for Washington Nationals slugger Juan Soto. This is AP News. Primaries being held in 5 states today, Ohio, Missouri, Kansas, Michigan, and Arizona. Kansas will be the first to test how voters feel about abortion following the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision.
Kansans are voting today on whether to allow their conservative legislature to further restrict or ban abortion with an amendment to the state constitution. Supporters of an abortion ban in Kansas have spent decades pushing for new restrictions, and abortion rights advocates expect the Kansas legislature to ban abortion if the ballot measure passes. The Kansas measure would add language to the state constitution saying that it doesn't grant a right to abortion. That would allow lawmakers to regulate abortion as they see fit. Kentucky votes in November on adding similar language to its constitution. I'm Donna Warder.
The Supreme Court yesterday certified its ruling allowing the Biden administration to end a Trump-era policy, making asylum seekers wait in Mexico for U.S. hearings. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries drink and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.